Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nun Vav Amud Beis, Nazir 56b, pagination is 112, starting from the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. We've been learning a number of applications, rules regarding Tumah, and how the Tumah works, whether it's by touching, carrying, or even by roofing under the same covering. And we've also been discussing cases where the Nazir would actually be Migaleach, would have to shave himself and be reset in his time to start his Nazirus again, because it's considered that level of Tumah with those rules, as opposed to other cases where he might become Tameh and it might be required for him to have the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma water, but it's not going to reset him and is not going to require Giluach, shaving of his hair. There are two particular cases which the Mishnah over here is going to compare. Each one has its own weakness. One is the case of etzem kisaora, a bone from a human body, tumas meis, person died, and we have this bone, and that is going to be metame b'maga uvamasa, with touching or carrying, but it's not going to be metame b'ohel. It has a weakness. Roofing under the same covering as this bone is not going to be metame the nazir. So that's its weakness. Etzem kisaora is not metame be'ohel. There's also another case, revius dam, a quarter of a lug of blood. And the weakness of revius dam is that even though it is metame maga masa ohel, but the kind of tuma that we discussed was a tumah that's eino migaleach. It's not going to cause the nazir to have to shave. We encountered this in the Mishnah on Nundalid Amud Aleph 54a. What Rabbi Akiva does in this Mishnah is he challenges this ruling of revius dam, eino migaleach, that on a quarter lug of dam, the Nazir does not have to shave. And Rabbi Akiva maintains that I could prove through a kal vachomer, through the strengths and weaknesses of two laws, that on the contrary, by revius dam, a person should have to be migaleach, that it should be considered that level and those ramifications of tumah. Omar Rabbi Akiva said, Danti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, I did the following logic in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im etzem kisaora, when you have a bone that's that small, like a barley, she'eno metame adam ba'ohel, it doesn't cause impurity by roofing under the same covering. Hanazir migaleach, the nazir is going to shave if he came in contact with this bone. Amagova amaso, or carried it. Revius dam, when you have a revius of blood, shuhumetame adam ba'ohel, that it is powerful enough that the roofing form of transferring tumah does work. Eino din sheyehe hanazir migaleach amagova amaso. If the nazir would touch or carry the revius dam, which we see is stronger because it has the ohel type of tumah, so it should for sure cause him to have to be migaleach, to have to shave. That's Rabbi Akiva's deduction, his kal vachomer, that etzem kisaora is migaleach, but it's weak. It's not metame ba'ohel. Revius dam, that you're wondering, if it should be migaleach, well, since I see that it's metame be'oel, that means it's even stronger, it should for sure be migaleach. Omar li, and Rabbi Eliezer told me, Maze Akiva, what are you trying to do here? Ein donin kan mikal v'chomer. This is not an area that kal v'chomer will work, and we need to see why not. Uchshabosi v'irtzesi ha-devarim lefnei Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva says, when I went and outlined these arguments in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Omar li, he told me, Yafa Omarta, you're saying good, your logic is good. Elokein amru halacha, but it's based on a halacha, meaning a halacha lemosha mi Sinai, a tradition from Sinai, and therefore it's not given to logical deduction. And the Gemara wants to understand what exactly is the halacha lemosha mi Sinai that's being referred to over here, that because of it, you can't utilize the power of deduction. And the Gemara says that etzem kisaora, this small bone, like a barley, that it causes tumma at all, is considered, a halacha lemosha mi Sinai, is considered unusual. Because normally, the pasuk is describing tumma, al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. The prohibition of tumma is on things that when you come into the room, it causes tumma. And etzem kisaora does not have tumas ohel, and therefore one would think it's not metame at all. The fact that etzem kisaora is metame at all, and with giluach, is all a halacha lemosha mi Sinai. It's an exception. And therefore, exceptions cannot produce kal v'chomers because they're not based on logic. When you have logic and rules and it's following the trend, so then you can deduce what's strict, what's lenient, and then extend it to the new case. But if something is a gezeiras melech, a decree, an exception, so then you can't start working with what you think logically is more strict or more lenient. Take a look at the Gemara at the very end of the perek, the facing page over here, five lines down, Tashema, come in here, Etzem kisaora halacha, that a bone, like a barley, that's a halacha. It's a halacha lemosha mi Sinai. It's considered an exception. It doesn't follow the rules. The very fact that it's not metame ba'ohel causes it to be an unusual case. Urevias dam kal v'chomer. And you're trying to deduce a revias of blood from it, that it should be migaleach as a kal v'chomer. Ve'in donin kal v'chomer mehalacha. Something that is an exception, it's a halacha lemosha mi Sinai, cannot produce a kal v'chomer. And so we see that the Mishnah is arguing on Rabbi Akiva, even though he has a logic, but the Mishnah is maintaining that logic in this case doesn't apply because the case of etzem kisaora is considered an exception because it's a halacha lemosha mi Sinai, and from it you cannot deduce that revias dam would cause giluach. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.